Blog Talk Radio.
How's it going? This is Psychic X Journey Man here on Psychic X Journey Man Spiritual Link Talk Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. So welcome. How you doing? I'm your host, Psychic X Journey Man, and we're sitting here going over some stuff. So we're going to be taking calls earlier. Actually, we're going to take calls now. Anyway, I kind of said it wrong. But hey, keep up with us, and we're going to sit here and go over the whole thing. Okay, hello, welcome. How's everybody doing? If you want to call in for a free reading, please do so. Give us a call here at 646-721-9031, or for a private reading, call us at 719-344-8699 or 740-500-8863, or go to my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Thank you very much for being here. We also have an October special going on right now where you can actually get 4 45-minute sessions, 45-minute readings for only $100, and they actually go for $45 for 45 minutes. Also, if you really want to just take advantage of just getting one reading, right now we're giving you a chance to actually, usually it's $45 for 45 minutes, but this month you can actually get a 45-minute reading for only $40. That's $5 knocked off the whole regular price, so therefore think about that, come on. But also the situation, like I tell everybody else, when you come to me and you want to get a reading, that kind of thing, I say, pick the phone up, call me, and whatever budget you got going on, I guarantee I can work with it. So therefore, don't hesitate to pick up the phone and call if you feel like a reading or you cross my website or whatever, or you're here on the show, because there's a lot of things we can't really discuss on the show as private matters. So it's best that you take it to private, and we can actually do those readings and stuff like that. And sometimes I look at the situation, so that's where the magic starts, okay? So just give us a call at 719-344-8699 or 740-500-8863, or go to my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Like I said, we have an October special going on where you get a block of four 45-minute sessions for only $100, or you can get one for $40. All right, go to the website, check out all of our prices and everything we got going on. We have a lot of things that we do. We do parties, we do group readings, we do sessions. Pretty soon we're going to actually open a shop up where we're going to do nothing but readings. As soon as we get that all down and going, too, as well, we're going to give you the address. So if you're in the Colorado Springs area, Manitou Springs, Colorado, or Colorado, what is it, Old Colorado City, Denver, in the area, whatever, we're going to sit there and say, come and join us, and visit us, sit down, let's all have a nice private session face-to-face. I like doing private sessions, working with people, that kind of stuff, because it's like, you know, the ideal, individuality, face-to-face, the ideal of, it just seems like it's a, every situation I get myself into, when the idea of doing readings is always a good situation, but it's like, it's just one of those things you like sitting down and that personal appeal to the situation. So therefore, okay. And I actually do readings out of my home too. So therefore, if you are in the Colorado Springs area, Colorado Springs, Old Colorado City, Manitou Springs, even Denver, any of the, I don't know all the cities here. I'm actually still learning more cities. It's kind of funny when people say, this city, I've said, I've never heard of these places before, but they do exist. So let's keep that one in mind, too, and come on back. But like I said, give me a call. We can sit down and do personal sessions here at my house. I have a nice little session. I have a nice little area. We clear it all the time. It's always positive. We like readings and process of actually focusing on negative situations and always finding a positive solution, okay? So give us a call at 719-344-8699 or 740-500-8863 or go to my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. The October special is 45 minute sessions for $100 or one for 40. Okay, so let's go back up here. If you're in the chat room, you'd like to ask a question, just feel free to ask the question. We'll answer your questions in chat as much as we do on the live, okay? But we like to have people call in. So if you can call in, it'll be great. So let's go back to the queue. We do have callers, so you better get in there quick before it fills up. Because, you know, when we sit here and talk about the idea of doing readings on this show, we're not like mini readings. We don't do two questions. We actually do full readings to give you an idea of exactly what we do. Not a tease or not a freaking sample or anything like that. It's an actual reading. So if you really want to get some answers to some questions, please do so. You know, I do so many things, meditations, healings, helping people with their own gifts, children with their gifts, you know, helping you to develop your gifts that you already know about to the fullest, and the idea of taking them to a different level. There are many levels. Keep those in consideration too as well. That's why we always say private readings and private sessions, so we can actually go with those things, you know. Let's go to our first caller. That's area code 805. And the thing is still, there we go, 805. Welcome to the show, and how are you? What's your name, and where are you calling from?
Oh, hi, how are you? My name's Donna, and I'm calling from Santa Barbara, California.
Hello, Barbara, how are you?
I'm good.
Okay, do you seem like you're kind of hesitant, or maybe I asked you too quick? I don't know which. But how can we help you tonight?
Okay, well, I have a friend back east. He's in his 90s, well, 89, and we've been friends for 25 years. And he wants to leave me in his trust, which he's, you know, already written up and everything. But now there's, like, neighbors that have stolen, like, pages from the trust, and they're saying that I live too far away. And so I just wanted to know if that was going to go smoothly with my friend, because we've been friends for a long time.
Okay. So you... It's amazing how people buy these situations because they want something themselves.
I mean, the neighbors and all, it's just terrible. And so they're stealing and doing all these things. And it's just, you know, I'm so far away, too.
Well, the idea of staying too far away, that has something to do with it. You know, I've never seen a trust. Well, if he's more than 10 miles away, he can't be a part of it. It's, you know, when people decide they want to put something or they want to put someone in trust, it's, that's just excuses.
Yeah, I want it to go smoothly. I don't want any, you know, like them saying, you know, like saying that they were promised something and they're not in it or whatever, because he kind of left a couple of these people that were in his life because of one thing or another, charging him too much for services or stealing or, you know, something like that.
Well, see, the way I look at the situation when it comes to me is it's going to be a smooth situation, but the idea of these people still, you're going to have people still talking. I get it as a being a smooth situation because they can say what they want, but it has no bearing on the case or anything like that. I just feel like things are going to fall apart. And the more you ignore them, the smoother it gets.
Okay, that's good, yeah, because him and I, we've got a real close relationship. Also, I wanted to know if somebody was coming into my life, you know, a love partner on the horizon.
A love partner. Opening your heart to the idea of a significant other, huh?
Yeah.
How far have you gone to the idea of opening your heart? I mean, people open their hearts, but I mean, sometimes physical activity has to take place too, as well as, you know, clearing space, clearing people, making a space in your closet.
Done that. I cleaned out my whole closet, and I haven't been with somebody for 5 years.
Are you still sleeping in the middle of the bed, or have you chosen your side?
I have my side.
Okay. I'm just saying,
funny.
You know, some people get down to the point going, okay, I can't, what's happening? You know, kind of a delay here. What's the delay? And they were still parking their car in the middle of the garage, you know?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
So it was a deal, and it was kind of funny. You take the situation and go, okay, park on this side. And they park on that side, and next thing you know, they meet somebody, and everything progresses in weeks. And everything just kind of falls into place. So it's like with you, I keep getting 2 weeks.
Oh, good.
It's
yeah,
like,
I had a feel.
Just, Well, it's one of those things, too, not focusing or dissipation or waiting. Waiting has a tendency to keep you in a state of waiting.
Oh, okay.
It has a tendency to also to sit there and look at the situation and go, okay. A nice little simple exercise you can do in the mornings is just the ideal. Sitting on your butt and crossing your legs, sticking your hands, palms to palm out in front of you, and then just simply opening your arms and say, I'm open to receive. This takes you past the waiting mode.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like the idea, when you sit and order something from a catalog, you say, okay, I want this, and then you order it, you do an action. But after you do the action, now you have to sit there and wait, because you really have no control over that. You have no control over the delivery.
No.
Except for the intention you put out there. And then when you put the intention out there, you have to trust that intention to give you back what you want, which every time you do that, you order some vitamins. They come like clockwork. You know they were going to be there. You even have a prompting probably to go and check mail. Oop, there they are. Go back home. You're good. And it's not any, I don't think it's any different with. I don't think it's
Hello?
Any different than that. I don't think it's any different than that for a relationship is either. We just have a tendency to overthink and make it more complicated than it really is. But it's the same thing. I was just getting crazy. Somebody was trying to call me.
Oh, yeah, I heard something. There was like a pause.
Yeah. It's amazing, you know, like when you put it out, when you put the energy out there, when you're doing things, everybody starts calling. Hello. Like, okay, we're doing a show here. Well, I need some help. Well, call the show.
Do you see me, my friend, the one I was talking about, my 89-year-old friend back east, he had mentioned that if his 94-year-old sister needed help, like organizing and this and that, if I could go out there for a couple months. Do you kind of
right.
see that happening? She's in Ottawa, Canada.
Ottawa, Canada?
Yeah.
Do I see you going there?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. Yeah, because I've got nothing going on right now, and I would love to go to Canada and help her out and, you know,
mm-hmm.
nice to get to know my friend's sister, you know, while she's still alive, and I'll share some time with her.
Mm-hmm. Well, heck yeah. Yeah, I see
and
it happening.
Good. And then my friend talks about moving to Santa Barbara to be close to me. Because
You're talking about the 90-year-old friend?
Yeah. Will that happen, or do you see me going to Boston?
Actually, to tell you the truth, I see you going to Boston.
Yeah, huh? That's a big move to move somebody.
I don't think he's really in the physical way of doing that.
Oh, maybe not. I haven't seen him in 2 years. Maybe I should just go out there.
I would.
You know,
how old did you say he was?
89.
Does he have a birthday
89.
Coming up?
I don't know when his birthday is. I don't know. We've never talked about birthdays because I don't want to bring that up because I don't want him to think that he needs to know my birthday to give me a gift. You know, so I never brought it up.
No, I was just saying, when you keep talking about it, I keep getting he's 90 years old. That's why I was asking.
Oh, maybe, yeah. That very well could be. Yeah, I don't know. You know, maybe I'll ask him.
Right.
See, you know, when his birthday is. Should I go out there now or should I wait till the spring?
Actually, I get the impression you should go out now.
Go now. Okay, I could go now.
Mm-hmm.
I could get a ticket from my brother and just go. But I mentioned it to him and he says, well, we'll put everything out on the table and we'll, you know, he's always putting it off.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking maybe I should just go there. Just go. Get a hotel and just spend a couple days with him.
Now I get the impression you should go get a hotel and spend a couple days with him.
Okay, I'll do that then.
I mean, I get the impression now, it's not like something you plan out the next 2 weeks. It's one of those things you try to make it happen.
Exactly. Yeah, I can make it happen.
Well, I think when we look at the situations, people have to understand the only reason that things don't fall into place as quick as we'd like them to, because more than likely it's our own perception that's standing in the way.
Yeah, that's true.
So we said, look at the situation. How fast can it happen? I've actually manifested things in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Maybe it was just simply a coffee, you know? Drink a coffee? I don't like coffee. But, hey, thanks. I was thinking about coffee. Or just a simple bus ride. Well, it wasn't a bus ride. I was actually at a bus stop, and I didn't want to sit there no more. Just simply said, God and angels, I know it might sound lazy, but I don't want to sit here no more. Could you have somebody come by and pick me up in 5 minutes? I want to go. 5 minutes later, someone come by and said, hey, you need a ride? I'm like, matter of fact,
my
I do.
Wow, that's really putting it out there.
Well, when I sit here and look at the situation, I always sit here and say, well, you know, do you know why it happened so quickly? Because I asked and went right to the receiving part. Not waiting. Receiving. I was sitting there going, I'm looking back and forth. Okay, where's my ride? You know, have that faith in the whole situation. Next thing, it played itself out just like that.
Yeah. Wow, that's nice when that happens. Definitely.
And it can happen a lot more than you think if you just sit there. Because I think a lot of people have a tendency to ask for things, but they don't ask after they receive. They can continue to keep asking because, I mean, realistically, if you look at life, life is progression. It keeps going on. It's unlimited.
Yeah.
So, therefore, if we sit there and focus on, realistically, unlimited flow of whatever it is, money, abundance, prosperity, love, you know, I want to, it's like saying I want abundance, continuous, unlimited flow of these things coming to my life. Until further notice.
Yeah. Why not? We kind of create things.
Well, like they always say, we always create things every day, either intentionally or unintentionally. But it's a definite. So therefore, what would you rather do, intentional or unintentional? I think I have a little control over the situation. So, okay, let's go.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's like if you're going to be depressed or you're going to be happy, too. You can get into these thoughts and make yourself depressed where you don't have to.
Oh, yeah. It was like looking at the situation when I was watching the movie What the Bleep Do We Know, when it talks about the idea that our bodies actually excrete these chemicals every time we have an emotion. So it was the idea, are we, you know, these chemicals, I wouldn't say chemicals, but the brain, when you feel happy, there's a chemical, it goes in, there's a, I don't know what you want to call it, it discretes the stuff into your system so that you're happy, you know? And it was like one of those things of looking at addiction on a different level and saying, okay, what do you want to get addicted to? You want to be addicted to being depressed or addicted to being happy or just see some certain emotions? You can make a choice. So it was the idea of looking at situations and going, okay, are people addicted to being depressed because they want to have that chemical put in their system? So they have a tendency to attract situations to be more depressed.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of weird. But it's the idea of looking at a situation and saying, but realistically, if you go back to realizing what was given to us as a great gift a long time ago is the idea of dominion. So we still have control. It's our birthright. It's our divine birthright to have control over everything.
Mm-hmm.
So when I look at astrology, I look at astrology differently too. I think I look at astrology like a map, okay? But with this map, most maps have different, like three or four different routes to get to the same destination. And it's just my choice which one I want to take. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So they tell me the variables, like the planets align up certain ways. So therefore, I can make a choice of which way I want to go, which is going to affect me. You know, if it's going to affect me in a negative way, I can actually choose a different direction to approach the same outcome. But I still have, but the idea of the outcome itself, we can still focus on it and see it happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Same.
And unwinding
to
the latter part of the day.
Put your intentions out there. Give it to the universe. Let go. Detach. And then put yourself... Because I always tell people that why it's so important to let go of things is that you're telling the universe you're ready for the changes. You're open to receive those changes that you've been focusing on and the idea of creating a different outcome and a more positive life.
Without knowing how it's coming in, right?
Yeah. Seriously. I mean, look at the situation, right? And if we know all the variables in between, it can actually work against us because we don't realize that all those things that are going to unfold are contributing to the outcome.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like for example, Like, for example, for relationships, okay? I've had too many people ask me, okay, this guy's with somebody else, but you keep saying we're going to be together. I said, yeah, what you need to do is take the reading itself, and you need to look at the outcome of what you want. Not what's going on, because actually the situation could be unfolding where he's going to experience other people that's going to bring him to you. And you're going to sit there and know too much, put too much negativity into the situation that affects the outcome. But if you just ask for what you want and then go right to the point of receiving and open, and letting go and allowing it to happen, you might be surprised. It might actually happen just the way you want it to.
Nice. Yeah, definitely.
Do you have any more questions that you want to ask us? You're from California. Huh? How's California weather?
Oh, it's beautiful. I live right by the beach in Santa Barbara, mountains, ocean. It's nice. Yeah,
right.
Real pretty. Well, I had two dreams with my mom on the other side, and we're celebrating. And there's such joy and happiness. And then I was sitting in a cafe, and I had this unbelievable feeling of love for the whole town and gratefulness. And I had tears in my eyes, and I kept shaking my head up and down, thank you, thank you, thank you. And it lasted for like 10 minutes. So it's something big coming in, because, I don't know, to have these kind of feelings, it's like, I don't know, I'm just kind of waiting.
What's one saying? It's the idea of going from waiting to opening and receiving.
Yeah.
Look at the situation. Take a deep breath. Realize something's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And then opening yourself up to it completely and letting it unfold. Not questioning it. You know what?
Yeah.
People have a tendency to question too many things, not realizing that when you're confronted, any kind of relationship or any person that comes into your life is there because you want them to be there. And you have to sit and take a look at that. You have to sit there and go, okay, this person is in my life. This person interacts with me. These situations are going back and forth. There are certain feelings or a certain way I feel when this person's around. You take all these things in consideration and look at the situation and realize one thing. You manifested this situation. We could also look at it as an opportunity, because in the process of manifesting these situations, we learn more about ourselves. So let's say, for example, if you feel really good about yourself and you manifest this person in your life that makes you feel that way, it's a physical manifestation of who you are. So you should trust that and realize both people, too, because I have some people sitting there go, I don't want this right now, or I don't have room for this, or this thing's okay. What your job is to realize that you still have clutter in your life that you need to let go of, because you brought this person into your life and you want this person. So you have to look at the situation. You don't push them away. You realize you manifested something good in your life because of what you've been doing with your own self, that you're actually in a good place in your life right now. You know, things are going great for me. I have a great job. Things are going great with my family. And then all of a sudden you manifest somebody else in your life that you should look at as contributing to and being a part of it as being a blessing. Because that's what you were looking for in the process of working on yourself. You're working on yourself to be a better person. And then you attract something good into your life. And then you want to sit there, well, I'm not ready for this. Obviously, you are ready for it, or it wouldn't have manifested. And you wouldn't be interacting. Things wouldn't be happening. That's the point. You both want it. You need to realize that. Embrace it. Not push it away. Not try to put it in a box. Anything you put into it. See, sometimes people don't realize with relationships, if you don't allow them to grow and progress, no matter where they're going to go, and you try to control that, you can ruin them.
Yeah.
Because you put people in situations where they go, I'm going to be resentful because you won't let me express myself to you how I feel, which is also a feeling, realistically, how you feel about yourself. You want someone to love you because you love you.
Yeah.
And then you find somebody who does love you and care about you, who thinks about you, who actually pushes everything to the side just to see you and be content with that. Those things have to be taken into consideration. I think with the situation you're in right now and all the things that are going to happen, the friend that you're talking about too, the more you embrace that friendship, the more you open the door for a relationship that you've been looking for in the first place, because you're actually expressing yourself as a very kind, loving, nurturing person.
Which I am, yeah. I'm very much like that.
Yeah, but you have to express that too. So by going to Boston and actually being with the person also puts you in the situation and the right, I get the impression, also puts you in the right place too as well.
Oh, yeah, you're right about that. Yeah, I'm going to get a ticket, and I'm just going to go. I'm just going to surprise them.
Well, you have a good time.
Well, thank you.
That's the thing, too, Pat. Just live your life. Be who you are. It's crucially important to be who you are. Be yourself. Speak your mind. Speak with confidence. Be a leader in your life and say, okay, these are the things I want, need, desire, and don't settle for anything less.
No, and then appreciate them once they come in.
Well, I don't think you have a problem with that.
No.
Well, I don't say that to people who do. You see?
Yeah, no. No, I don't. I don't.
I have a tendency to question it and go, okay, all this stuff's coming in my life. What do I do? Be grateful.
Say,
hey, I have a fantastic roof over my head. And then watch the roof change from time to time where you actually keep getting what you want. Small house, big house. Ooh, I got what I want. Actually, it's kind of funny when you sit and talk to people, too, and say, you can have exactly what you want, need, desire, right this minute, as long as you're willing to let go of the resistance that keeps you from such.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I was sitting
there, I don't know why we put up that resistance sometimes. I mean, I think I have, too, in the past, put up resistance and... But I think it's from now I've spent like 5 years by myself. You know, I have my friends, but I mean, not in a relationship. And I've, you know, really gotten to love myself and like myself. And I like my own company. I like my own company. And I don't really resist anything because I know that I'm a friend to myself.
Right.
You know, my own best friend.
They always say to be a good friend is to be one. If you
want
a good friend, then you have to be one. That's what they say. I kind of lost my train of thought on that one for a second.
Okay, well,
the reason I get so crazy with people about relationships is they don't realize when you deny a relationship or deny someone or deny your feelings, you're just denying yourself and finding more about who you are and the idea of self-discovery. Because everybody says, I'm looking for myself, not realizing that the people who cross our paths reflect back to us about ourselves. And that's how we grow spiritually and emotionally. So anytime you say, nope, you know, I can't let this go any further, then you're basically, what's the word? You are keeping yourself from growing spiritually and emotionally.
Yeah.
So it's been kind of quiet on Thursdays, but sometimes we have these freaking crazy Thursdays. I'm like, what the heck's up?
You never know. I know. There might be something in town or, yeah, exactly.
It can drive you crazy. I know. Oh, I got a headache. Anyway, well, like I said, we have to sit there and start realizing the process. I was sitting there talking about the other day. I said, you notice that you can put your canoe in the river of life. And you got your oar. You know, you go down the river, and sometimes you hit a couple of rocks, a couple of spikes. This is like life itself. We hit these things. But then we learn how to maneuver around them. So our life gets smoother. But the one thing we can't change is the speed of the river. But we sure try, don't we? So next time someone sits here and says, you know, it's like you're looking at a situation and it's like people say, you're pushing me or you're pressuring me. Maybe they should take a look at themselves and say, well, maybe the problem is that I'm standing still and it's time to move forward.
Yeah.
Yeah, pushy. Is it really pushing or is it just the idea that life is going forward and you're just standing still, not allowing life to unfold? And you're trying to control it.
That's so true. Yeah.
Yeah, you're in the river of life, and you got all this water splashing the back of your head. Okay, realistically, is the water really pushing you? The water's just going down, moving as it always does.
Or you're not
people
moving
forward.
Yeah,
people who have a tendency to progress. You know, we have two people in a relationship. One's kind of pushing, holding it back, and the other one is just basically going with the flow, expression. You know, acknowledging how they feel, wanting more, wanting to interact. And the other thing, and you're not really honoring yourself because more than likely if you're in this river of life and this flow with this person, the reflection is telling you that you want it too.
Yeah, it's
almost
it's just allowance.
You need to just allow yourself to just do it. And look
at
the situation.
Are you controlling?
Well, I'm just saying, when we sit and get in these situations, you know, you look at the person and go, what would be the harmful? What would be the harm of actually embracing this person in a relationship? Realistically, there's probably nothing. The only thing you're going to think of is your own insecurities of what you came from. And what you need to do is you need to realize that's the clutter you haven't let go of that keeps basically affecting your expression of what you're going through at the moment, not realizing that these passive events that no longer exist are still controlling you and your life and you. And when you let go of those, I guarantee you'd be a whole lot happier. And this person that you got in your life, you manifested them because of who you are. So therefore, if you feel great about yourself, they feel great about you, you should be great together. Plain and simple.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. And, you know, not to be controlling, too. You know, I could say let it flow, but if you're controlling, you're not really living in the moment.
No, because you're thinking about what's going to happen. You're thinking in the future. Well, okay, if I put myself in this relationship, what will happen? But that's still, those thoughts are still being affected by the past.
Oh, definitely. I think that's with a lot of things. It's the past. Oh, yeah.
When you sit there and look at the situation, why is this relationship not going forward? Not really because of you. It's because of your past that you haven't let go of.
Mm-hmm.
That's affecting you in the actions and realize, okay, here you are. I really like this person. I really care. I really want to see what happens here. I'm really reaching out. All of a sudden you stop reaching out because you're like, oh, you're thinking, well, I did this before, and what happened?
Yeah,
not realizing you're not really looking at the situation for what's happening. You're judging it because of where you came from.
But with disclosure and intimacy, maybe perhaps, you know, a little bit at a time, you can get closer.
Yeah, but you got to understand one thing, too. With relationships, communication and vulnerability is the freaking backbone of a relationship.
Oh, yeah.
See, the more you open up, the more you find out about yourself.
Not all at once.
Yeah, the more you open up to that person, the more vulnerable you are to this person you're with, is the idea of being more vulnerable with yourself to realize you're worthy of being loved.
Yes. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's true.
When you're worthy of loving yourself, it starts getting spontaneous, right?
Yeah, but then a lot too soon, I mean,
but see, that's
can
also
bring on heartbreak.
Think about it. That's perception where you came from. But you're determining the timing. Now, let's look at time itself. Time is not anything that's actually tangible. It's not. There's no freaking solidness to it all.
No.
Time itself is also perception. It's your perception, what you perceive timing. Take a look. Seriously, go look at something real clearly, okay? I want you to look at time itself. Look at your cell phone. Look at the internet. Look at certain things. Okay, you're going to see sometimes with all these avenues, you're going to see that they all perceive time in different ways.
Yeah.
It's also been said, I read this in a Dorian Virtue book, it said, if you have enough time, you're right. If you don't have enough time, you're right. It's all perception. So when you change your perception, you also change the perception and how you perceive time. So therefore, relationships, like I said before, are like the river of life. You cannot control the flow. All you can do is learn to open up and receive what happens and live it. Once you learn to live, then you're going to start realizing what good relationships are is the idea of being spontaneous and living it instead of thinking it. When you stop thinking and start living, you're going to have fantastic relationships because you're actually living it, and you don't have time to tell people about anything because you're too busy living it.
And you're too busy having fun.
That's exactly the truth, because when you sit there and meet people and you have these connections, and see, one thing I know for a fact that you should do with relationships, when you have a very strong connection with somebody, you need to really let yourself and allow yourself to discover what is it all about.
That's
something
lovely.
Very
yeah.
special. See, in the process of finding something very special, if you find the very special person, it just reflects back at you how special a person you are. And now you're both a part of something special. Okay? I got some callers in the queue, but we got to move on.
All right. Well, thank you.
I really appreciate
you
calling.
Really enjoyed listening to you and talking with you, and I'll be in touch again. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a great night. Thank you.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right, let's go into our next caller, which is actually area code 484. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
Thank you very much for taking my call.
Okay, well, I'll just send you a freaking check. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, what's your name?
My name is Antoinetta.
Antoinetta?
Yes.
What a unique name. I've never heard that name before.
I'm Italian, so.
Oh, okay. And where are you calling from?
I am calling from Pottsville, PA.
Pottsville?
Yes, PA.
Is that anywhere near Newcastle?
Yeah, it's up in that area, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, how can we help you tonight?
Well, basically, I have a pretty direct question. You know, I've been in some really bad, horrible relationships that I just want to forget for the rest of my life. That's how bad they were. And basically, I'm dating a new guy who I've known all my life. And
I'm sorry. Every time I hear that term, new guy, I always think of this guy who actually still shines because he just came out of the box, you know. But
yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm dating a guy, and I've known him forever since I was a little girl. So, you know, there's a lot of, you know, long-time history, which I feel comfortable dating him. And my problem is I need to know, just for peace of mind and for sanity reasons, am I wasting my time with this guy? Is he playing head games? Is he just after whatever he can get? Or is this going to go somewhere with me and him?
Okay, what's his name?
Daniel.
Okay, Daniel. Well, first of all, with the situation, I always want to tell people flat out that any kind of relationship you get yourself into or any kind of situation or opportunity, they're never a waste of time because you always learn something about yourself, even if it's the ideal that you should never have gone into it, okay?
Okay.
But with this situation with him and Daniel and you, I keep getting a very – it's one of those things that you need to let go of the past because it seems like in some ways you're still judging it. You're still looking at this person through somebody else's eyes. And it's like the idea of taking time to look at yourself and go, okay, what am I hanging on to as some things that are not contributing to my happiness? And every time you look at somebody and you wonder if they're going to do something that somebody else did because of an action, that means you're still hanging on to a past experience that
okay.
you need to look of so you can actually see this person for who they are at the moment, being in the now. Because at that moment, you're actually in the past.
Right.
So you're having a hard time experiencing the future. Well, not the future, I'm sorry, to now. So, okay, so we don't, plus also it has a tendency to dictate where we start thinking about what's going to happen in the future. So, see, we're not actually being where we're supposed to be at, which is right now. Because I get the impression it could be a really good relationship.
Now, the other thing is I do have some kind of paranormal ability or psychic ability or whatever you want to call it. 2 weeks ago, I was sitting on my couch fully awake, and two or three different pictures popped in front of my face, like a screen, like a video player. And one was Daniel has a brown moving box in front of his stomach, and he's in his room because he lives with his stepfather, and he's in his room, and he's packing stuff in that box. And then that scene goes away, and then there's a new scene where, you know, he's driving his truck to the storage unit. It's a big white door. I mean, a big storage unit, not a little tiny one, and he's putting, like, a queen-size mattress and stuff in there. And then seconds after that vision, my heart, like the Empire State Building, came right down on my chest. And my heart chakra just went boom. And I could barely even breathe. And I just said, oh, my goodness, this is really going to happen. And I felt like he was going to be coming to live with me. Now, what is that all about?
Do you want him to come live with you? I feel like some fear there.
I do want him to come live with me, but I do not express that to him whatsoever.
Okay. Well, yeah, I get the impression of the Empire State Building falling onto you and smashing you, basically on your heart chakra, is the idea of you have a hard time opening your heart to people because of what you've been through and gone through.
Mm-hmm.
That you're having a hard time with the situation, so it's like this is like a metaphoric thing of saying that's how closed your heart chakra is, and he's up. Smash, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Also, when you were sitting here talking about the dream about him, it's also a representation of box on his chest, changing into going to a storage unit, which is showing him looking at a situation as an opportunity that actually is a whole lot bigger, the bigger picture. That's going to be, instead of the box being good for him, it shows the storage unit being good for him.
Okay.
So it shows a
right,
bigger
opportunity. And he lives with his stepfather, so he's not into no committed lease. And I said to him, you know, how's your relationship with your stepfather? And he said it's not good at all. He's only been there for about 7 months. So what is the probability of him coming here to live here? And, I mean, when would something like this happen?
Like 95% of him coming to live with you and could actually unfold before the end of the month.
What? This month, October.
I'm just saying, possibilities. But see, we have to look at the situation too, with choices.
Okay.
It's like if you're not comfortable with the situation, I feel like it's going to unfold and you don't have to say nothing. You just need to open up. Huh? Let down the resistance. That's what the Empire did, but it crashing down on you is the ideal. It's hard to get you to open your heart, and it's actually a representation that you should open your heart. Look at the situation differently than you would see everything else, okay? It's like it could be October. If you're more comfortable with November, then you need to sit there and focus on what are you comfortable with doing. Because I feel like it's one of those choices. You could choose either way. I feel like even if it happened by the end of this month, it could still be a good thing for both of you.
Now, my question would be, why all of a sudden does he want to move in with me? Where did this come out of the left lane?
How long have you guys known each other?
All my life, for 30-some years. And I've been his close friend for, I would say, the last 10 years. And we've been dating since June.
Okay, so you're looking at the situation. That's what I was saying before. You need to look at the situation for what it is. You're sitting there going, why does he want to move in with me? It's almost like when you look at the situation and you focus on your thinking, you're kind of like confused. Why would someone want to live with you?
Right.
Why would someone want to like you? Why would someone even care about you?
Right.
You know? And that's the things you're thinking. That's why, because it's like you look at the situation. I mean, when I look at it, I look at it as something normal.
Okay.
I don't get the. I also get the impression you think he has an alternative motive. Well, let's look at the ideal of life itself. We're all three-dimensional beings. So three-dimensionally, it's going to be more than just one reason why he wants to move in with you. I think he really likes you, really cares about you, really wants to be with you. He is motivated to get away from his stepfather because he's a pain in the ass, okay?
And that's the exact words. Listen, that's the exact words that he texted me. Those same words, but I didn't want to say it.
That's why I said it that way, because usually I say, you know, he's a pain in the butt. But that's the way it came to me.
He said it exactly like that, right to the T.
So we look at the situation and go, okay, what are you going to do? You need to let down your resistance and let things unfold naturally. In the process of unfolding naturally, realizing that the more naturally unfold, the more you're going to understand why they are. When you try to control it, it gets confusing.
Right.
When it gets confusing, because you're thinking too much. You're not allowing your heart to do what it was meant to do. It's the ideal.
Do you feel like Daniel is going to talk to me in person soon about, hey, I would like to move in with you, or could I move in with you? I mean, is there going to be a discussion from him about moving in here? Because I'm not bringing it up.
No, I know what you're saying. See, when I look at the situation, I keep seeing a guy who has a tendency to try to motion people with his facial expressions.
Hmm. He's not a real good communicator. He's more action than words, if that makes any sense to you.
That's what I'm saying. He has a tendency to motion with his face. You
know,
it's like looking at somebody. It's like having a conversation that he's talking about his stepfather and how much he doesn't like it. Okay? And then he motions with his eyes for you to open the conversation and say, wow, you know, just... And, that's what I see happening. I do see him actually getting a little frustrated because you're not picking up on the signs, and he brings it up.
Okay. Yeah, because he really has
it.
To, Yeah, he really hasn't mentioned anything about moving in here or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
He does have a key to my place. I did give him that months ago, but he never used it. And he hasn't given it back either, so I don't know what the deal is with that either. If you're not going to use it, why don't you give it back?
Yeah, why keep it, right?
So what's he doing with the key?
Well, maybe he's just thinking about what he should do with the key. I mean, yeah, really, realistically, I'm sitting here going to look at a guy who's thinking about these things, that kind of stuff. So, and sometimes the question is kind of confusing because you're sitting here going, what's he doing with it? Well, realistically, he's not doing anything with a key. Okay? Because that's kind of, I mean, I'm just saying, listen to the question. You're saying, what's he doing with the key? He's doing his nails, you know, things like
well,
that.
Well, could he be holding on to the key because he figures,
really wants
well, this is a key to move into her place?
You guys are sitting there thinking about this. That's the thing. Everybody's thinking too much, and they should also focus, and someone should express themselves.
He don't express himself at all.
Well, we got to look at the situation, you know. You know, it's like you have no problem with him moving in, so I don't understand why he can't have the conversation. If he's a person that has a tough time communicating, I don't know. I still get the impression he's still going to sit there and say something about it. And you just got to keep your eyes open and say, okay,
so,
I saw
so,
it.
So this
I heard.
So this conversation is coming in the future. Like,
that's right.
In
so, are you ready?
So he might come here.
In, like 2 weeks. I'm not saying
okay,
he's moving in 2 weeks. I'm just saying a conversation comes about 2 weeks where you guys are going to be.
Right. He might
talking
actually
about
come
something
here.
That brings it up.
Right. He may actually come here after his stepfather picks him off, and he may say, oh, that man, I can't stand him.
Who can?
Right. And, you know, maybe I'll say, well, you know, if you want to hang out here or something of that nature, you know, to get the
mm-hmm.
conversation going.
I'm just saying, I look at the situation of the guy itself and him and his stepfather. I don't see it as a bad relationship. I just see his father. His stepfather doesn't get along with anybody.
Right. And his mother died 2 years of cancer, so she's not living in that house anymore.
Yes, she is.
Oh.
She's still there.
Now, I have a good question. What is his mother thinking about me? Because, you know, I ran into him in June. He told me that he was broken up from his relationship. The girl ditched him after 5 years. And I feel like, why was I told that information? And then I said to him, hey, let's hang out then. Let's go to the movie. Let's start talking. Do you feel like his mother brought me into his life? To take care of him?
You're talking about the mother who's passed?
Yeah.
The impression I get is no. I keep getting the universe has basically orchestrated this whole thing. I get also Archangel Shamuel, as in relationships and love.
Okay.
I get the mother's. I don't know what kind of relationship the mother had with the stepfather, but there seemed to be some kind of bond where I see her there almost. I see her sitting. Not really doing anything, but just sitting and being there.
Could
I don't
that
know
be
if the
wife?
Stepfather drinks
that,
or something, but she's really concerned about him.
Well, Danny drinks too off and on. He goes out and drinks.
How about the stepfather? I'm trying to figure out the connection. Where it's almost
okay.
Like the mother, like it's almost like his mother is staying there, waiting for the stepfather to join her.
Yeah.
Okay.
But do you think Danny's going to move out of that house because that's where his mom is? Do you feel that's going to be an issue?
I get no.
I look at Danny and I really feel sorry for him. I feel bad because, you know, this woman that he was with for 5 years ditched him and then his mom died and.
Yeah, but I don't think we should feel sorry for the guy. I think we should give him the strength. So he can actually pick himself up and stop doing this. And then he'll move out of the house. And you guys can have a strong relationship.
Right. But is he going to take that chance? Does he? Because he'll come here, he'll spend time with me, and then he'll be silent. Like I'll try to text him and I'll say, hi, how you doing? And, you know, he may send me a couple text messages and then that's it.
Right.
So what's his problem?
Well, realistically, when you look at the situation, he doesn't have a problem. He's actually just going through the moves of certain things he hasn't let go of. You're seeing him as a problem, but that's your perception. He sees him as things he's trying to deal with and work with. That's what I'm saying before. The more you sit here and look at the situation and ask yourself, what does he reflect back at you about yourself?
Okay. Yeah, because, I mean, I feel like if he's not real talkative to me and he's not texting me all the time, I feel like he don't want me. I feel like he's entertaining someone else. I feel like he...
Yeah, but just look at the situation. Those are not things he's doing. Those are your own insecurities coming to the surface.
I know.
Well, if you confront your insecurities, more likely, I feel like he will too.
Okay.
So you confront. When those things come to the surface, it's the ideal... It doesn't matter what he does or doesn't do. Those are fears you need to sit there and deal with, work with, and go within yourself and go, okay, why do I feel that way? There's somewhere along the line that's lack of worth or lack of belief in yourself that you can actually have somebody in your life that you could care, that actually cares about you, loves you, like you do them. So therefore, how it reflects is you see that you're holding back yourself. So you're not loving unconditionally either because of your own insecurities that you need to do, which he's bringing to the surface. And once you do that, then he will do the same. It's like the idea of trusting the connection between the two of you. The connection is there for communication. But also it's there for you to realize that to have that kind of connection with somebody, more than likely they feel the same way.
Right. Right.
And
we
have
do
to
have
trust
a strong
that,
connection.
Trust what you feel. The more you trust what you feel with that connection, the more you trust yourself.
Okay.
The more you trust yourself... The more you trust that you do deserve to be loved, you deserve to be loved, cherished, and adored.
Okay.
But you have to believe that.
Right.
And to love, cherish, and adore yourself.
So do you feel like he's going to start coming forward, like asking me out, or let's hang out, or I want to come over and watch TV with you, or I want to go to the movies with you?
Yes.
Because
I
don't want to keep initiating the stuff. Like, I'm always the one saying, hey, you know, it's Friday's tomorrow or Saturday. Are we going to hang out? Are we going to go to the movies? And he'll say, I don't know yet.
And what do you say when he says, I don't know yet?
I say, okay, and then I let it go. Before, I used to throw a 2-year-old tantrum, and that just pushed him away even more.
Of course it is. It was because it was a negative emotion. What you need to do is speak your mind, but in a positive way.
Right, and I just said, okay, I understand. Now, the last two Sundays when I told him I needed help with my new TV, I bought a brand new plasma TV, and I didn't know how to hook this up and the DVD up. He said, okay, I can come over and hook it up for you. And then,
really?
You know, we spent time and stuff together. But now, this week, I don't need help hooking up the TV like the last two weekends, so... What's he going to do?
That's true too, sweetie, but the idea of the situation of initiating it, but doing it in a more constructive way, then it'll become something as a spontaneous, normal thing that he'll start doing.
Right, so do you see him, like, doing something?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Okay, I've got a lot of people in the queue, so we're going to get on to somebody else, but...
Okay.
But just sit there and look at the situation. Like I said before, if you don't feel like saying, okay, and you have something to say, I'm just saying the calmer you relay that to him, the more he gets the whole thing. But if you're going to leave him the way he is, where he's like, okay, I don't know what I want to do. I feel like he does. So just make a suggestion, because a lot of people say, well, I'm tired of initiating. Why don't you just do it anyway? It's like you want to hang out with the guy, right? So then hang out with him. You're not initiating anything. Obviously, you want to hang out with him. So do that more often, and I just feel like it's going to be a two-way street. You just got to keep yourself in there the whole thing. But you also have to speak your mind in a very confident way. Say, okay, you know, I want to go out and do something. Let's go do this. The more the more direct you are, the more direct he's going to. But if you look at the situation, you're disagreeing with him. So you're just enabling him to keep doing the same thing over again. So it's just the idea of pushing. And it's not the idea of pushing. It's just the idea of saying, okay, I want to go to the movies. I want to go see this.
Okay.
It's just putting it out on the table that you do know what you want. So therefore, I feel like he'll do the same. He'll come back and say, well, this is what I want to do.
Okay.
And then you guys can meet in the head and hope that. Sometimes I feel like you guys are on the same page anyway, so just leave it that way, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a great night. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. And please give us a call back and tell us how things are going, okay?
I will. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, let's go on to our next caller. Tell you that was like freaking take a deep breather, focus, let it go, and realize that, you know, the situation, a lot of people have a lot of hard times with situations because they're thinking about them too much. Just think, not realizing when you take yourself away from the situation. And realistically, I've done the same thing myself, where you think too much. But once you let go of that whole thing and just say, realize, okay, if you're sitting there trying to tell yourself there's a freaking fantastic connection with this person, I love being with this person, more than likely it's a mutual thing. And maybe the thing that's blocking it from actually growing and becoming more is you. So therefore, let go, detach, and allow. And also tell the universe, I'm ready to receive those changes. I'm ready to receive exactly what I've asked for in the process of not waiting no more, but in allowing. So tell yourself every morning, I'm open to receive. I'm open to receive. I'm open to receive. Or whatever you're focusing on comes to me easily and frequently now. And see what happens. It might be amazing. All right, let's go on to our next caller. That's area code 917. Welcome to the show. And how are you?
Hello, this is Ashil. How are you?
This is who?
Ashil. From New York.
How you doing?
I'm good. I also have a relationship question. I'm just trying to get some clarity. It's regarding someone that I met during the summertime at my gym. And, you know, we kind of developed a friendship and there was some, you know, an attraction between us. And eventually we exchanged phone numbers and but we haven't hung out or anything yet. I mean, we spoke briefly in person and we sent some text messages, but nothing has really happened. And I was told it's because of a busy schedule, and when I get a moment, I'll let you, you know, I'll give you a call. And I don't know, you know, what you can tell me, because I was thinking of pulling back a little bit, because I feel like I made it clear that I was interested. You know, I stopped at a job, just say hello briefly, and I think I've mm-hmm. done enough now. I was just going to just pull back and just wait and see. So I'm just curious what you have to say about that.
Mm-hmm. And you feel like you should pull back for what reason?
No, just because I feel like I made it clear that I'm interested. You know what I mean? You know, yeah. I stopped at a job. I tried to keep the communication going by sending text messages saying that it was nice seeing you again, that kind of stuff, you know.
Mm.
And the answer I get is just I'm really busy right now, but I'll give you a call. We'll do something. So I'm just want to see what kind of energy that you're picking up based on what I just told you.
I'm just saying with the situation, I was wanted to ask him the question, why are you pulling back? Because I really don't feel like there's any reason to pull back.
No, I just think I'm pulling back in the sense that I don't want to be as pushy as I was, because at first I just wanted to make clear. Like, I will at least stop by once a week at the job, say hello briefly, you know, or send a text. And this whole week I didn't have any kind of communication, and I didn't receive any communication. You see what I'm saying?
No, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying if you really have not gotten any indication from the other person, that you're being too pushy.
You're just no, I haven't. Yeah, I've got that. Yeah, go ahead.
That's what I'm saying. That this is an assessment that you've made because of the lack of communication, that you think you're being too pushy when actually you're just being who you are. And I just don't feel like there's any indication that you should pull back. I think you should continue to do what you're doing. See, this is a situation where people have a tendency to think they're giving too much. So they back off, or they use the
example. Well, if somebody tells you, well, I'm really busy, I'll give you a call, you know, and you stop by like another twice, you know, at their job to say,
that's
hello,
true,
are you
true,
busy?
But they also should come
yeah.
back and tell you if you're being too pushy. If they
yeah.
don't, then I get the impression that the person you're talking about, it has to do with their own schedule, their conflicts, what's going on in their lives. I don't really get the indication of pulling back that you're being too pushy is why they're not communicating with you. Because if you sit and look at the situation clearly, you're both backing up. The more you both back up, the further you get away from each other. So realistically, it's not working. You're backing off thinking they're going to communicate. They're looking at you saying, well, this person's backing off. I'm just busy. I'm just telling you what I'm picking up with the situation.
Okay.
I don't feel like there's any reason for you to back off.
Okay.
But I don't get any indication from the other side that they've said that you've done anything wrong. I also get the impression you haven't done anything wrong. You're just being who you are. I guess the other person really wants to respond back to you, but is also feeling you pulling back, that they don't know what to do. Okay, here's this person who's been communicating and all kinds of stuff. I was about ready to reach out to the person, and they backed off. Confusion set in. I don't know what to do now, so I feel like the communication should start again. The person will actually understand what's going on. I just feel like there was a lot of conflict there with their own scheduling. Okay?
Okay.
So I feel like you should communicate. Well, it's like the idea of what you were doing before. For you, that's normal.
Okay.
Okay? And you're thinking, you're overthinking it too much, saying, well, I think I've been pushy too much.
No, because I felt like, especially twice, I was told, you know, I'm very busy right now. I'm trying to respect and listen to what people tell me. So if you tell me I'm very busy right now, I'll give you a call. Okay, fine. Let me just chill.
I know.
You see what I'm saying?
Just saying, I've been in a situation, too, where people call me up, I'm busy. I don't answer the phone. But as soon as I'm not busy, I call. And I say the same thing, too. I'm busy, busy, busy. But you know something?
Yeah, but let me ask you something. This has been going on for the summer. I come, I don't get a text or something saying, you know, hello. But when I send a text, I get an answer back. You know what I mean? If it was like I have to make the first move.
But yes, but you have to look at the situation. That is your perception. That's how you see things. That's what you do. You have to respect the other person and realize they don't do it exactly the way you do it. Doesn't mean they won't.
Okay.
You expect. So, I do the same thing, too. I send an email. I expect an email that day. But I also have to have respect for the other person who's thinking, processing, taking in what's been said, that kind of thing. So some people have a tendency to take longer. I think it's just the idea of taking a step back and respecting those people and saying, hey, you know, they do it differently than we do. Doesn't mean they're not going to respond. Doesn't mean they're not going to do anything. Doesn't mean there's nothing going on there. As any kind of emotions, expressions of caring, that kind of stuff. Maybe they're taking their time and doing certain situations right now because they do care about you. So therefore, when they do get a chance to talk to you, they can give you their full attention.
Is that what you feel or what you just think in general?
That's what I feel.
Okay. Because, I mean, my question is, obviously, there's an attraction between us because that's what I felt. You know.
Well, let's go further. Attractions and connections are two different things.
Connection, I meant to say. There you go. That's the word I meant to say.
There's a connection, right?
Yeah. That's what I
Come
feel.
On, man. You got to work with me here.
I believe it's a connection, you know, because I can just see what, every time I step out, you know, when you see somebody, they're happy to see you, they're like, that look.
Right.
Yeah, you know, they're like glowing because they're seeing, looking at you. That kind
I understand.
Of thing. I'm
joking. I'm just saying, you know, things do mean certain things, so people are going to perceive it that way.
Yeah.
So it's just not the idea of being clear with me, but being clear with everybody else, making sure you get that thing down, because attraction is a physical.
Yeah.
Connection
yeah.
is spiritual. Okay?
Do you see a connection?
Because when I sit here and tell somebody we have a very good connection, it's a spiritual connection. I think those are the best connections for the best relationships.
Okay. Do you see a connection there?
When it comes to me, I said, yes, I do see a definite connection there. So
and
therefore, I'm just saying, things are not progressing
yeah.
as fast as you'd like to. So we have to look at the situation, too, and the idea of developing patience. The reason patience is so hard, because patience is given in different degrees in different situations.
Okay.
This one here, more patience than waiting for a hot dog.
Obviously, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of patience, like you said to me. And do you see things moving up a little bit? Forward.
Look at the situation, too, and say, okay, here's a great relationship. And it's taken some time, but see, in the process of taking time, it also shows a long-term relationship. Okay, so just let it be, and the person is seeing with some of the things and some of the actions you're doing, the patience, okay? But still, like I said before, with some of the pulling back that you were doing, I didn't see justification as pulling back because no one said anything.
Okay.
I would look at people and say, you know, I would sit here and talk to the person, too, when you get a chance to sit down and say, okay, when you say you're busy, then you're busy. It's not like a putting you off. Because you're thinking in some words, the person is being descriptive and telling you, and say, okay, I'm saying certain things to you because I don't want to be mean. But the person you're focusing on and talking about, I see as a direct person.
Okay. Because I was kind of wondering, because, you know, if you keep telling me you're busy, this is going on for like at least 3 months, and after part of your job, you're happy to see me, that I will give you a call one other time, you know, and I'm, you know, if I don't, you know, send a text, I don't get anything. And that, this whole week, we didn't have any kind of communication, and I didn't even start the job because I was like, you know what, let me just leave it alone for a little bit. You know, that's how I was trying to think, you know, if I was being too aggressive or, you know, I was, you know. And I started wondering, is there really that connection that I think is there, or is I'm just imagining it? You know, you start asking yourself questions like that, you know. And
right.
my thing is, I was just wanting to know if you see things moving forward a little bit, you know.
Wow.
I'm sorry?
Yes, I do. That's like I said before, it just keeps coming up as patience.
Patience, right.
It's definitely coming together, and when you do have a chance to actually have a conversation, get really take and sit down and talk about these situations too, to resolve them, to make sure that you know. And you, it's like having a conversation and saying, "Okay, we both know how we are." I just feel like this person you're talking about. What's her name? Can you tell me the first name?
I can give the first letter, D.
The first letters.
D, as in David.
Okay. Yeah, I still get the impression it's a straightforward person.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That sucks.
But you see a chance for a relationship. It's just something like, you see the longer it goes, the more chance of it. So long term, is that what you said earlier?
The more patient you are, and realizing it might take some time. You see a long-term relationship. Okay.
So you do suggest I keep doing what I've been doing?
Oh, communication? Have you been communicating when you feel like, well, you just want to call a person?
I was going to take a little break. Like this whole week, I didn't get in touch. You know, I just, we haven't...
So you feel like you should, I'm just saying you should continue communicating when you want to sit and reach out and call.
I mean, all I'm trying to do is get a chance to sit down and then, you know.
I'm just saying, you need to sit there and focus.
And I'm trying to get, that's what I want to give you a chance. You have a moment, let's have a coffee or something, we can talk, because I think that's a chance for me. To really show.
No, I understand this one completely. Trust me. I'm just saying, with the situation, you know, keep focusing. And I feel like the person is going to clear out their schedule, and you guys are going to sit down and have coffee, and then you can clarify. Everything's been going on between the two of you where everybody's going to say, okay, this is true, this is true, this is not true. And then you'll know.
But this is not going, I don't have to wait till like next year or something, is it?
Is it going to take what, a year?
I mean, I'm saying, when am I going to get a chance to even have coffee? I mean, am I going to have a chance to see this year, or have to be a little more patient? I mean, I'm just trying.
I get the impression it could definitely be this year.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, shocker. I get the impression that, I don't know, for some reason you look at the situation, the holidays and all kinds of stuff is unfolding. It's actually working in your favor. A lot of opportunities to sit down and go, hey, let's go get some coffee because I'm tired of this. Need a break. Go for
it.
Because you know,
something was telling me if I just relax this week, you know, send any kind of text or keep in touch, now I might get some kind of text. I don't know. I was feeling that. And then I'm going to use the opportunity to say, listen, you know, we have to find a moment to sit down and talk in person. You know.
Okay.
So, but then again, you told me not to pull back a little because that was my idea, pulling back about a week, just stay quiet a little bit. You know.
That's hard.
And then... hopefully get a text or something, use that opportunity to say we need to sit down. You know, I know you're busy, but let's sit down and, you know, talk, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of like looking at people saying, you know something, we all know your busy schedule, but we're also realizing that everybody's life is unfolding because of the way they've manifested it.
Okay.
So with that said, people can manifest those situations by just simply saying, okay. And I feel like an okay situation coming up.
Let me ask you something. Was there somebody else before, you know, this whole, was there a relationship before I kind of got involved? Because I get the feeling like there was somebody there before and it didn't end in good terms or anything. I just get that feeling. And then this is like, okay, I'm not going to rush this time. I'm going to take my time to make sure. I mean, this is the feeling that I get.
Uh-huh.
So I'm curious if you can feel the same way too.
Can I feel, okay.
Because that's what I'm trying to figure out. If I'm waiting, I have to wait because of somebody, you know, past relationship or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't work out, and then, you know, when something doesn't work out, you don't want to rush into another one, you know what I mean?
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So that's probably, I was thinking maybe that this is why I'm waiting so long, because it's more, mm-hmm. more like, okay, let me not rush again this time.
Right.
You know, I'm, this is just seeing things that I think. I was thinking about it. So maybe that's what it is, and I would understand that.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, since I'm not psychic, I don't know.
I'm trying to, okay.
So, the verdict is, I should just keep in touch, and there's still a chance for me out there.
Yeah, because I don't get the idea of anybody else.
Okay.
As any kind of shoot. No, I was just saying with the situation. I don't see as any other other person that could actually be a problem. Okay. She should even think about.
Okay. Okay. But if I take this week off, for instance, and not reach out, do you think I'll get a text or anything like that, or a phone call or whatever? The week is almost over, you know.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, because I was thinking more along, more along of actually getting communication by around Wednesday.
You're talking about next Wednesday.
It'll drive you crazy, huh?
I'm sorry, you say next Wednesday, is that what you say?
That's what I got, next Wednesday, yeah.
Okay, let's see. I'm going to take your advice to keep the communication going, but I just want to take this week just to relax a little bit, not to think about it too much.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Yeah, that's the ideal, taking it one step further and just stop thinking about it.
Yeah.
You know, when you stop thinking about it, then you start getting the promptings you were probably getting in the first place because you were thinking too much. Catching the whole thing. Then you get a prompting that says, you know, hey, you know, like a prompting says to me is the ideal call. So you give a call, you know, you also listen to your promptings when you're actually talking or communicating or whatever. You know, sometimes I get a prompting when I call somebody to let it ring four times and then hang up. I mean, in this day of age, everybody thinks we need to leave a message. I don't think we do. Because, you know, I've actually listened to people's voicemails. I'm like, oh, gosh, this person must have been on a speed pill. It's a 10-minute freaking message. And I'm like, I don't feel like leaving a message now. But I'm just saying, with the situation, just pay attention to what's actually going on with you. When you get those promptings, when you start following those promptings, you're listening to guidance. Guidance, the more you listen, the more the promptings, the stronger the promptings to make you feel better.
Okay.
Because more, seriously, the more you listen to your guidance and stop thinking and allowing your past to affect, you are living in the now when you listen to those promptings, because the promptings are happening at that moment. So it helps you to live at the now.
Okay. Let me ask you, should I still be open to, like, meeting other people? Because one time I started thinking about that, too, because, as of now, I was trying to focus on that first, you know? I wasn't, like, interested in looking at somebody else because I didn't want to be, you know, distracted,
uh-huh.
you know?
I'm just saying, when you stop thinking it, you start realizing you're not doing anything wrong. You're just doing exactly what you feel like you're doing.
Okay.
When somebody sits there and gives you information and say, hey, you know something? There are certain things going on right now in my life. You know, if it's really directed towards you, I mean, when you're talking about conversations you're having with somebody who says, I'm busy and I'll call you back. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's what I was told. I'm very busy right now. Even I don't even have social life. You know, it's.
I get impression a person who's trying to make a social life.
Yeah.
And as soon as he gets that social life, and as soon as this person gets his social life, I get the impression that you will communicate and you guys will connect. Okay.
Okay.
Actually, I could get the impression it could be as soon as 2 weeks. It's just the ideal of certain things you need to let go of.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, so I will let you know. And
all right. Thank you.
Thank you.
You have
bye.
A great night, and thank you for calling. All right?
No problem. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's go on to our next caller, which is, seems like it's a Skype call. Man, my nose hurts. It's just freaking... I was sitting here going over some things going, man. I'm like going nuts. Let's see. Oh, I hate when I do that. I pushed the wrong button. All right. Let's go on to Gina. G-E-N-A. Skype call. Gina 11Y33. Hello, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi. Hi. Nice. Thank you for taking my call.
You are welcome.
I've been.
How can we? What's your name?
Gina.
Dina or Gina?
Gina.
Okay, because usually I spell Gina with a differently. Anyway.
Yeah.
But Gina, you're okay. When's your birthday?
5/12/1974.
5/12. You're a Taurus?
Yeah.
You're the first, I'm thinking of Taurus with a little Gemini twisted in there with the ideal two mind to go back and forth quite a little bit. And a little Sagittarius, kind of like in your head too much, thinking too. It has a way of contributing. It kind of works against you in some ways, but once you get the balance and you know what you want to do, then you have no problems and you have a tendency to be a very strong force because you're stubborn.
Yes, I'm very stubborn.
Okay, so when we go in that situation, what's going on?
Right now, I'm currently getting help. I just recently got myself committed. It's been very difficult. I just recently got out of the hospital. I'm doing outpatient care. Me and my husband have been having relationship problems. And just wondering if it's going to work out in the end.
The impression I get is yes, it's going to work out in the end. But you also got to focus on the situation, what really needs to be focused on. You know what that is, right?
Yeah, I have some issues, inner issues that I need to start peeling away. And just that fear of it. That might just
say it one more time.
From.
What is your fear?
Bringing out things that I kind of closed off.
Mhm.
And opening up that door. It's just a fear of opening up that door.
Right. So, what do you think is the big? What is the biggest fear of opening that door? Because you had a reason why you shut it in the first place.
That things won't come out the way I hope it'll come out in the end.
Okay. But when you start focusing on how things are going to come out in the end, what are you focusing on? Are you focusing on you? Or are you focusing on the external?
Everything, just be able to enjoy life, accepting that, you know, I am worthy.
Mm-hmm. Have you got to that point yet where you feel you're worthy?
No. I'm working on that actually right now.
Okay. Well, you need to work on this. What you need to do realistically is realize one thing,
mm-hmm.
that you always have been worthy. You have worth. You always have. It's your perception, how you feel about yourself has made you think otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
So when you start thinking about the door is shut,
mm-hmm.
so, just take a look at a door. What is a door? It's got a handle on it, right? You open it and you shut it.
Right.
So you're keeping the door shut. So you start to look at the situation and you say, okay, I want to start living my life to the fullest. You got to open the door. But the way you open that door is you go and you focus entirely on you And realizing, the more you go within yourself, realizing, like with your husband is also answers too. Not in the sense of what he does or how what you can do for him. What it is the ideal he reflects back at you about yourself. So you look at him and you go, okay, what is he reflecting back at you about yourself? And then you sit there and go within yourself and go, okay, I'm on the threshold of finding out something about myself. Because, see, you attracted him into your life.
Right.
You still want him in your life, true?
Yeah, I do. And I know he loves me, and I did some stupid things.
Just forget the stupid things, okay? Just look at the situation and realize, and those things have no matter on anything that goes on in your life. Because they're done. They don't exist anymore. The only reason they exist is because you won't allow your imagination to let them go. So when you sit there and go, okay, what is the purpose for hanging on to those things? Because if it's a fear that they might happen again, then by hanging on to them, you're giving them energy to happen again. So you see the importance of why you need to let go of them?
Right. No. Yeah, I do.
Realize they don't contribute it to anything that's going to happen here in the now. You still love your husband because you still love yourself. You see how easy it is to come to that conclusion?
Right. Makes sense.
So you look at the situation and go, can I have a great relationship with my husband? Mm-hmm. Well, the first thing you have to sit there and say is, can I have a great relationship with myself? If you come up with a conclusion that says yes, then the latter question, can I have a good relationship with my husband, is also a yes. So, but you also see where it goes. You see where it starts. It starts with you.
Right.
So if anybody said, you think it's all about you, well, it is, because you're the ones making the decisions. For everything that happened in your life, you made the decision why it happened. If you catch yourself saying, well, it's his fault for doing what he did to make me think, then you need to sit there and rethink that and say, okay, oh, shoot, I'm still thinking external. When I made the decision, the bottom line was you made the decision that created the outcome. Any way you look at it, you still had the final say-so. So as soon as you realize that, you don't sit there and look at it and go, okay, that's a bad thing. Actually, it's a good thing. It's basically enabling you to sit there and have a place to start to realize you created your life up to this point, so therefore you can recreate it. So the idea what you want with your husband, you don't have to think about having a great relationship with him. Mm-hmm. All you need to focus on is having a great relationship with yourself, realizing you are worthy, you are lovable, and everybody will see that too as well. You don't have to sit there and do anything. It's amazing how many people sit there and really work on getting attention, not realizing what the key is to getting the attention you want is to give attention to yourself. When you start paying attention to what you need, want, and desire, and not really settling for anything less, people respect you because you respect yourself not to settle and not to give in. You respect yourself enough to say, okay, I got wants, needs, and desires, and I have no intentions of settling for anything less. Once you start doing that for yourself, people will start seeing you in a different light and say, okay, she means business. She is who she is. People gravitate to honesty. Even the liars have a tendency to gravitate to people who tell it. They're gravitating to the truth. They're looking for the truth. The reason they're lying is because they're lying to themselves. So they're looking for something external to justify. And then when they start doing that, what they're going to find is they're just lying to themselves. So you don't have to worry about your husband and what's going to happen. All you got to do is focus on yourself, correct what you need, what you need to do, heal what you need to heal, and let go that no longer contributes to your happiness. And then make a declaration to yourself to make yourself, basically be happy every day. What's the things that make you happy? Because some people freak out going, okay, you're not allowed to do that. Says who?
Right.
Just trace it back to the Bible. Bible says be abundant and prosperous. Boy, that doesn't sound like misery, does it?
No.
Where in the Bible does it say, I want you to go out there and settle and be miserable? It don't. It says God wants you to go out there and be abundant and prosperous. He wants you to be happy and prosperous throughout your whole life. It's the idea of just when you – I was sitting there telling a friend of mine, I was like, think about this. If you believe in God, you believe in yourself. You believe in yourself, you believe in God. So therefore, take it one step further and say, I love myself. I love myself. I love God. When I love God, I love myself. See, showing you that they've always been one. So then you find a way to being whole. Now I'm a whole person. Okay, I always was. So therefore, are we not whole, complete, perfect people? It's just our perception, which started back with Adam and Eve, thinking they wasn't worthy.
Mm-hmm.
We just need to correct that and say, okay, Adam and Eve was, they were just primitive. They didn't know what they were talking about. And now we sort of, so it's like progression. Through each lifetime, we're finding out that we are perfect, whole, complete people. It's just we have to have the perception that goes along with it. So therefore, it reflects reflects in our lives. And then we have whole, complete, perfect relationships because we have that with ourselves. Isn't that amazing? You sit there and go,
yeah,
okay, all I got to do is love myself, and I get everything I want.
Yeah. I guess, yeah.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
So what you need to do is stop worrying. Because worrying is a lack of faith in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then stop, because we all have that freaking, the knots in our stomachs and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But every time we cross someone's path, we always have an instinctive way of passing on advice or information or helping somebody. We don't realize also in the process of helping the world, we live here too. We help ourselves. When we heal ourselves, like I was read this, I think it was an Adoring Virtue book where it says, when you heal yourself, so do you heal the world. It's all one connection, always has been. This individuality thing actually strengthens the whole of realizing who you are. I mean, individuality goes everywhere, you know. You will not find another person on this planet that's like you. And actually, I always look at that as just a great example that God does exist. I can't imagine man doing that because we like reproduction too much. It's the ideal. Reproduce.
Yeah.
We got 30,000 cars because, you know. But God put like 8 billion people on his planet, and each one of them have a distinct personality.
Mm-hmm.
To sit there and say a super being doesn't exist, that just tells me that person doesn't believe in themselves. I've heard people say this before. Jesus doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Okay, that means you don't feel. That means you have no belief in yourself, do you? I've always seen it like this. They always talk about the Son of God. But then again, we're all created the same way.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, it's sons and daughters of God. So therefore, we all come from the same source. And Jesus came back to say that he came from the same source too. To actually look at you and say, you have dominion. You have power. You have the abilities to create your life any way you want because you have free will to do so. So what's your choice? You'll be happy or miserable.
Yeah.
You choose whatever you want to be. You've chosen everything that's happened. Now, like I said, I tell everybody flat out, you're going to look at relationships and people, how they have abused you. Okay? Look at those relationships. Nobody or no thing can hurt you except for the things you allow. So therefore, what you do is you stop allowing those things to happen to you anymore and look at the situation very clearly, because even the abusive relationships, we all made decisions to put ourselves in those situations for some reason. Think about this. If you think you're not worthy of a great relationship, but you're worthy of this person who abused you, see, you made that decision.
Mm-hmm.
So you just look at it and say, okay, you just make a different, more positive decision next time by what you just came through. So see, each situation is a learning experience. Even if it's the ideal of saying, I made a wrong choice on that one, you still learned about yourself that you more than likely knew it, and you still proceeded down that path. So this time you're going to say, I knew it, and we're not going down that way. You know, it's like going down there and noticing that there's speed bumps. The first time you go down the freaking thing, you didn't notice them at first, and you really jarred the hell out of yourself. Well, the next time you go down that freaking path, you go, ooh, there's speed bumps. So you proceed differently. Because you learn from the first experience that you went through. It was a rough road, but you were able to take the rough road and smooth it out a little bit because you knew what was coming. Intuition. Intuition helps you every time in every situation, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so take that and do something with it. And realize you don't have to worry about your husband if he's going to do this or that and the other. As long as you're true to yourself, everybody will be true to you too. I always sit there and say like this, trust yourself completely, explicitly. Trust everyone out there too as well, because what you're going to find out is when you trust everyone, that means you trust yourself, okay? And then the people say, well, you can't trust everybody. Yes, you can, because the more you learn to trust everybody,
mm-hmm.
the more you're going to the more they're going to reveal themselves to you on the ones you can or cannot, because you trust yourself. Okay?
I see. Yeah, it's beautiful. Thank you. Beautiful.
Oh, you're welcome. Give us a call and tell us how things are going with your situation and stuff, okay? We'd like to hear from you again.
All right, thank you.
All right?
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're kicking in here, Gary. I'm going to sit here and check out some things, too. I'm going to look at some things going on, and I'm not sure about this one here. Area code 603. Is this somebody I know?
It is.
It's Amy.
You're right. How have you been?
I don't know, but I missed you. I missed our long conversations. I was sitting there talking to a friend of mine the other day, too, about your situation about charging your battery and driving off. And they were like, really? I said, yeah, that's what she said, too. So,
I know,
how you
I
been?
Was certainly surprised. Well, although I believed it could work, I wasn't really sure. I didn't really know if I really believed that, you know?
Yeah, but you're a prime example of people that are not sure but still proceed forward anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And had a good result and a good outcome because they chose, I have a notion, I have an ideal, let's see what happens. I'm not sure if it's going to work, but you decided to take
it
the
hurt,
action.
Right?
Yeah. I think it's fantastic. It's great.
Yeah, I thought so too. I was very appreciative of it at the time. Still
I bet you was going on the road going, thank you, thank you, thank you, right?
Yes. Yes.
So you call in. Is there anything we can help you with tonight?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't normally ask you anything about health things, but I think maybe you read that I was just feeling kind of run down lately. And if you
mm-hmm.
happen to see, I'm going to the doctor's tomorrow, but if you happen to see anything that you think it might be,
mm-hmm.
if you're getting any information on, I'd appreciate it.
Okay. The first thing I get is stress.
Yeah, that certainly is a part of it, I'm sure.
So you're going to the doctor tomorrow. What are you going to the doctor for? I mean, what's your notion? What do you feel? Or is it just the ideal precaution?
Yeah, has had some respiratory issues
mm-hmm.
that just haven't resolved. And then have had an added complication of things involving the reproductive organs.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I'm not really sure if it's all intertwined.
I'm just saying, I get some things going on with stress related. And also, the situations you were just talking about, you also get stress with those too.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that is a possibility. Definitely.
Because, I mean, I look at a situation where it says no major. I can't even say it now. No major experiences. What it keeps talking about. No major things going on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like you get.
Sorry.
That's okay. We're just picking up. The one where I keep picking up too is supplementation.
Yeah. Okay, you too. Excuse me. I'm gonna
shoot them all.
All right, you need to get off me. Thank you.
Yeah, we know how it goes because, I mean, my daughter is supposed to be coming in the first week of November, and she's
mm-hmm.
bringing my youngest granddaughter. I'm not sure how that's going to go. I've had to deal with all four of them at the same time. That was fun. I just wanted to run away.
I bet.
She dropped them off and said, I'll be back in a half hour. She never showed up for 6 hours. She must have knew, too. You know, she's like, I don't want to go back.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah, but it's okay.
Yeah, so no,
I like my youngest granddaughter because she's May. I think she's May 10th or 11th, and she's a Taurus.
Very close to your birth date, isn't it?
Huh?
Isn't that very close to your birth date, if I remember right?
Yeah, mine's April 26th. I'm a Taurus,
okay.
too, so I think it's why we get along. We talk to each other. It's kind of funny to watch. She's like 3 years old, and we have these conversations. We're just sitting there talking. Well, you want to go over and do this and have some fun? And she's like, yeah, let's go do that. It'd be fantastic. All right, let's do that. I'm sitting there going, I can't believe I'm having a conversation like this with a 3-year-old. And we, you know, it's like one of those things, she walks, she does, and, you know, I don't know how to even describe it. She's just really good at what she does.
Yeah.
She's only 3 years old.
Not afraid to say what's on her mind at all.
Oh, she's felt, actually we went to the freaking park and she fell off the jungle gym thing once or twice, and she gets a little scared of it, and then she's right back up there going, it'll be okay. That's what she tells me. It'll be okay. She learns.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't fall again. That's good. You know, I'm freaking out watching her the whole time.
She's okay, just like you said, right?
Yeah, she's okay. We know she's going to be okay, but I still got to watch and catch her in case she doesn't. But she,
mm-hmm.
you know, once she learns, she's good.
Yep.
It's just the idea of having, I mean, I've had 2 daughters myself, so she's, my daughter's got 3. So it's an interesting situation, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
See, I got some people talking to me. Let's see. Okay. We have somebody in the queue who had to go off and do something. Anyway, where am I? I'm right here. Okay. I'm just saying with the situation I get realistically is it just comes off to me as something that, you know, sometimes you underestimate yourself. So whatever it is, you do a lot of healing.
Mm-hmm.
So I was actually looking at a card going, okay, don't underestimate yourself. That was cool. Assert your independence and creativity. You've been spreading your wings quite a bit, huh?
What's that?
You've been spreading your wings quite a bit.
Been expanding my knowledge base, yeah. Or, you know, that's my goal.
Kicking into gear, huh?
Yeah, kicking into gear is right. Learning some new ways of, you know, getting there, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we got some callers in the queue if you'd like to stick around and just throw in your opinion. Or not, just listen.
Yeah, I probably just listen because, like I said, I'm feeling kind of, like I said, run down and not sure how, I know you said don't underestimate yourself, but I'm really not feeling very certain of that right now, so.
Oh, no, she's underestimating herself. Didn't we just read the card? Okay, no problem. I'm just saying, I can leave you online and then, you know, every once in a while, between calls, I can say hello.
Okay.
All right, no pressure. Just sit there and go, hey, I don't feel like talking. Okay, no problem.
All right.
Let's see, I don't know if she is. Okay, hold up. Where am I going? Okay. Let's go to area code 561. Area code 561, welcome to the show, and how are you? What's up?
Hi, my name is Laura. I'm calling from Tennessee.
Laura from Tennessee, how are you? How's the weather down there, or out there, or across there, whatever?
It's starting to get cooler.
It's cooler?
Yeah, it's starting to get cooler. I'm calling about, my life is a mess, but the latest tragedy is I lost my dog 6 days ago.
Okay, when you say you lost your dog, clarify.
Well, I let him out Saturday morning, and that's the last I saw him.
Okay, because we talked to some people before who lost their dogs, but they were mean they died. So I was just making sure, let's just clarify. I mean, sure, I should have knew that, but can I have a disregular conversation? I was just curious.
Okay.
I had a funny feeling you were going a different direction. I just wanted to clarify. So when I sit here and look at the dog, okay.
Oh, he's a beautiful dog named Rascal.
Rascal?
Yes, we're from
That's
Florida, so he doesn't really know the area that well.
Right. You're in Tennessee, right?
Yes. I'm here because my husband passed away.
Okay.
Do
you get emotional,
want to
cry?
Yes, I'm crying because my whole life is just trashed.
But you got to look at the situation of your life, okay? Look at all the things that have happened.
Okay, let's look at that.
I look at transition.
Off from my
I don't
job.
Look at tragedy, okay?
Laid off from my job.
Okay, let's look at the job thing real quickly. Okay, you got laid off from your job. What are you going to do?
I haven't got a clue because it's so hard to find anything out here. It's so rural.
Yes,
but
see,
you're okay.
but you're letting external affect your thinking. When basically what you want to do is you want to do something in your life where you can bring an income in. And I think it's one of those situations you should look at it differently. Because like for example, I do readings, I work for a couple of websites and that kind of stuff. So if it snows tomorrow and it's 4 feet of snow outside, I'm good to go. I can sit here and work and do whatever, and I just smile, you know. As long as I got the connection going on, I'm good. So it's the ideal, but it was a progression of realizing that I was working in jobs and doing all kinds of stuff. It wasn't working out for me. I wasn't happy. And then I started doing, I mean, I've done this kind of work for a long time, but it was the ideal exclusively doing this kind of work and stop fighting, stop listening to the world as the world tells me what you need to do to make a living. And started listening to myself and my, you know, like we listen to our intuition or guides or angels who are always trying to point things out to us to solve situations, solve problems. And we have a tendency to just go over again and say, okay, I live in this area. This is the way it is. See, that's what the angels are saying. This is not the way it is. I used to live in Tennessee. I used to live in Newport, in Tennessee. I used to live about 20 minutes out of town, and I used to live next door to these people where this one guy was saying, you know, I can't work a job because I wrecked my car. I can't work a job if I don't have a transportation. So what I did was, I wasn't trying to be mean. I was trying to prove a point that I wish he would have grasped hold of where he could have done the same thing. But he didn't believe in himself enough where he felt like he had to have all this external stuff to work for him to where he could actually feel good about himself, not realizing it's actually the opposite. So what I did was, he said he can't keep a job because he didn't have a car. So I hitchhiked in the town, got a job where he used to work. And I kept that job for 3 months, and I didn't have no car, no transportation.
Yeah, I'll expand my search, and I'll go to Knoxville. It's an hour and a half away, but that's not too bad of a commute.
Yeah, but also try to explore your internet, too, as well.
Dog? Am I ever going to find it again?
Jeez, I hate giving bad news, but I get the impression no.
More loss.
I'm just saying with the situation of, it's kind of hard to sit there and say, okay, no big deal, but it is a big deal to you, and I understand that. I'm just saying.
I'm going
to
put some signs up tomorrow and print up some flyers. I just bought all the equipment that I need.
Right.
And I'm going to put signs up everywhere.
I'm just saying what you should do is look into, yes, go ahead and expand your search for work, but also start expanding yourself and what you can do too as well in self-employment. Examine the internet, but also examine yourself. I just feel like if we did the research and found out how many companies actually started during the Depression that are actually multi-million dollar companies now, Allstate was one of them. Okay? So when you start looking at these situations, these people didn't look at the situation they were in. They looked what they were going to accomplish, and realized they had it within themselves to do it. Everything you've ever done in your whole life, everything you've ever been successful at, was because of you and nobody else. Those external things were just opportunities to do that you actually manifested in creating the success that was in your life. So when we sit here and look at the situation, I'm saying, when you say loss, I see transition of things that have just transitioned over into something different, like when your husband passing.
Yeah,
it's a transition.
I need to find a place to stay. Right now it's very uncomfortable. Can't sell the house. It's like, get some money.
Can't sell the house?
Yes. I'm at a standstill. At an absolute standstill.
Well, take the situation like this. Look at the ideal of selling your house, okay? Do you have this perception you can't sell it because of the economy?
My buyers won't sign off on the house because they're trying to sell their house in a quick sale.
Okay, so when we sit here and focus on a visualization.
It's locked
seeing
for
them
9
sell their
months
house.
And back and forth, and then usually the buyer, you know, backs out because they're tired of waiting.
Yes, but we don't think about it.
I wish they would just foreclose because then they could get their name off of the house and then, you know, buy my house. But if wishes were
I'm
working,
just saying. start focusing on more positive thinking and more, you know, yeah, seriously. Because you're just basically re-energizing the negative. So it's like taking the thoughts that you already have and see how you could actually change them into positive affirmations.
Okay. One more thing about the dog. Is he safe at least, whoever has him?
Yes.
I guess having a collar and a tag on him doesn't really matter.
No. Like when you get a child out there who wants a dog, it's like, oh, there's a tag on it. But then the parents say, what's Tennessee? It's hard to tell where this dog came from. So they have a tendency to take it on as their own. We had the same problem when we lived in Ohio. Some guy took our dog. Because it was amazing, we had two dogs, male and female. We found the female dead, but we didn't find the male one. But we did find a neighbor when we started going to school. And we went to this one neighbor's house, had a very long driveway back to their farm. And they had a dog, just like our dog. We just never could get outside that bus to yell for him.
Oh, what happened to your other dog? Did he get hit by a car?
Oh, we don't know what happened to that dog because we actually found it in a field. So it couldn't have got hit by a car. The only way it could have got hit by anything was a cow. And it was just like, it looked like someone had shot it.
Oh.
That's how we found it. So, you know, it was one of those things. I don't know, but, you know, it's like one of those things you just got to let go of and go, okay, that's pretty much a done deal, and you let it go. Okay? So take those.
Okay.
I'm serious. Just look at the situation. I did this with my friend. She was trying to sell her house, and I told her, I said, forget what your realtor says. Forget the whole thing. Sit down. I want you to sell it for what you want to sell it for, not what you think you can get. I'm saying, what do you want to sell your house for? And I want you to sit there. I want you to sit there and use a visualization of seeing a person come to you and just give you.
Okay. I'm going to visualize Tommy, who's living in my house right now, paying me for the house that he's living in right now.
Exactly. That was weird.
Or at least pay me some rent.
Right.
At the very least.
I'm just saying, visualizations work for everything. You know, see a guy coming to you and giving you the money that you deserve. I mean, my friend did exactly that. She set her house for $120,000, and then she cut all the cords to the house so there was any kind of emotional attachments to it. You know, any kind of emotional attachments, any kind of anger, any kind of dispute, any kind of emotion attaches you to the property. So what you got to do is sever all ties, okay? And then you just picture your house. I mean, some people just say paid in full. And all of a sudden somebody comes out of nowhere and gives them what they want. She pictured a guy coming to her and handing her a check to buy her house. She actually sold her house in a week. And this was basically in the same kind of economy now, okay?
I emptied out the house in June. And then before I drove back up here, I walked through, you know, light and love and, you know, said my goodbyes and walked with a sage wand and went room to room. You know, I release all negativity and all hold to this house, and I leave light and love.
Yeah, and I asked Archangel Michael to cut all those freaking cords.
Michael's heart is another thing to get rid of. There's 30 years with him, and that's really hard to let that go.
I just work on it day by day. Yeah, be happy.
Yeah, I need the third day. You're the one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's an overall overwhelming feeling. And not very many people get to have that in their life, and I was very, very fortunate.
Right.
Okay, well, thank you so much. And, at least my dog is safe, but I'm still going to put the signs up anyway. Maybe they'll feel sorry for me.
Yeah, you know, intentions, put it out there. You never know.
Yeah. Say, we better give the dog back.
Right.
Someone's distraught.
Yeah, you put your intentions out there, and people have a tendency to follow through, so it's okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you so much for talking with me.
Oh, no problem. Let us know how things go, too, and get back in touch. I'd love to hear about how this unfolds. Even if your dog comes back, you know,
news.
People are like, well, you'll be proven wrong. I'm like, who cares? You got her dog back.
Yeah.
All right.
I hope to get him back. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
All right. this drives me crazy with these spinning circles. All right. So, Amy, you still there or did you fall asleep?
No, I'm still here.
You're so quiet.
I
it was kind of funny
down.
Yesterday, too. I was thinking about you. I was like, I wonder what she's doing, because she's always busy. Never get
oh
to sit down
God.
And talk to her anymore. We used to have some really nice conversations.
It's been nonstop for me since July. With
really?
Kids practice and work and games and it's easily.
Well, it's just one of those things, you know. I make friends with people. And I have a tendency to miss those friendships, you know.
Yeah, I've been thinking about you too, wondering when I was going to get a chance to talk to you again.
Really? Do you
yeah.
see anything happening before July?
Anything happening before July in regards to being able to talk?
Being able to sit down and have a conversation with you. Because I'm like, okay, guess what's coming up now? The holiday season. So I was like, whoa.
Yeah. I know my kids' sports stuff is slowing down for a little bit here, so I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
nope.
I'm sure.
I'm just saying. You see anything good happening for me? You asked me a question. I know that's what we do here, but I'm just saying. Because you were sitting here talking before. I remember you were talking about before where you were working on certain things. You probably haven't really had time to work on your gifts, anything, huh?
Oh, my gosh. No, but I have been starting back up, you know, with practice. But I haven't really, like I said, I'm not very confident. Yeah. I kind of wanted to ask that lady if her dog was a basset hound because I kept seeing this basset hound on.
Mm-hmm.
Outdoors on, like, a mow lawn, a short grass.
Right.
But that's all. That's all.
Yes, yeah, I know, taking a step back because you said you were kind of run down, too, so I was like, okay, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, that's all that was coming to me, nothing more than that. But whether that was her dog or not, I don't know, of course, so.
Yeah. I was just looking for some insights to anything. I actually got this. I actually went to go look at some at a potential shop. It's when I say shop, it was just basically doing readings. It's just a reading little spot. It might be 5 feet by 6 feet at that. I had it once before, and it was really it's really in a great location. I mean, it's like right in the middle of town, right on the main stretch, right in. I think it's actually between two bars.
I do remember
I
you telling me
like,
about that. Yeah.
Huh?
I said, I do remember you telling me about that a while ago, that little shop that you had.
Yes, and actually it was kind of funny, too, because when I first came back here, that was the very first place I went to go see if I could get that spot back. And at that time I was told they couldn't rent it out no more because the city didn't recognize it as retail space. So I was walking last weekend. I was up in town, and just had me walking down that way, and it's all for rent sign. I'm like, okay, I'm confused. So you can't rent it out, but now someone's renting it out. So I called the lady, who was the lady who had it the first time, and she was like, don't listen to those people. They don't know what they're talking about. I said, well, obviously they don't. So she sits there, and she gives me this story where she said, as soon as I put that sign up there, I've been getting all these calls, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was 2 days ago, I think. So I'm sitting there going over the whole thing. I'm like, oh, I'm doing the calculation with my money and stuff. And I told her, I said, I'm not going to have the money for this until Monday, probably. I said, the company I work for kind of messed up on my pay again, where it came out later than it should have been. And she was like, okay, but I'm leaving. She said, I'm leaving out of here. So I have to have something before I leave out by Friday. I said, okay. I'll see what I can do. Well, everybody I talked to basically gave me BS about helping me out. So I just said, you know something? If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. I know I'm going to have the money if I really want to do it Monday. All right?
Right.
I know there's some really stuff coming up right now that could actually be a good opportunity at this time to do it. Well, today she called me, and she said, did you get the money yet? I was like, no. I said, I do know I'm going to have it by Monday, but you got to leave. And she's like, yes, I do. But I'm going to leave the key with the one shop owner next to it. And she said, all you got to do is give me a call on Monday, tell me that you sent it out, and he will give you the key, and you can start business if you want to. And I'm sitting there going, now that's what I'm talking about. But I'm just
right.
I'm kind of debating on my head. I was like, okay, do I really want to do this? But then I started looking at the opportunities of what it's going to bring me instead of, you know, the money I'm putting into it. But I think I'll get the money back in the first month.
I think that sounds really good.
Yeah, me too. I've been wanting to do that, and now everything that I've got going on does really points out that I should do it. It's just expanding more, you know, doing what I got to do.
She's practically handing it to you, Donnie.
Who? Who's practically handing it to me, huh?
Well, that's the question, right?
Yeah, you know me. I'm just being a smartass. But But, yeah, I was sitting there looking at the situation, you know. I'm going, And I was also thinking about some other things that I would like to happen. And when things like this happen out of the blue, because, I mean, if you think about it, when I was told about this space, I was basically told it would never happen.
Right.
And it still happened anyway. An impossibility that turned into a very strong wow, okay?
Yeah.
So now I'm starting to look really optimistic about a lot of things that are happening in my life right now.
Yeah, that's really good. I mean, it certainly sounds like a great opportunity. Like, you know, like you really should take it up.
Yes. What do you think? Or are you just too stressed?
I think it sounds like you're supposed to take it. Really, it does sound like that.
You know something else? I was sitting there, I was going to share this with everybody too. My friend contacted me and said, "What you need to do is you need to look at the address of the building." Okay, so I was looking at the building. The building is 949. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I looked up 949 in my freaking Dorian Virtue book, right? This was funny, too, because I looked at it and I'm sitting there going, it says, your divine life purpose involves working with the angels very closely. Ask the angels for help in building your spiritually based career. I was like, wow, that's not an answer. I don't know what an answer is. Yeah, I love this angel book, you know, the angel numbers and stuff. And you're like, okay.
That's awesome.
So it was like, interesting. So let's go on to another caller and you just hang out. If you got to go, just let me know.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yep. I'm going to go on to area code 404. Area code 404, welcome to the show and how are you? What's your name?
Hello, how are you?
Hey.
How am I? Someone asked me how I'm doing? Anyway. I'm doing fantastic. What's your name?
T.
Your name is T or P?
T as in Tom.
T as in Tom. Sorry, because the P sounded kind of weird. Okay, so it's T. Okay, how you doing, T?
I'm okay.
That makes me think I want to go and get my green tea.
Chamomile.
Yeah, that's what... Well, I wouldn't say that, but I like my green tea, too. It's kind of calming. So, T, where are you calling from, you say?
Atlanta.
Atlanta?
Yes.
That's a crazy place, energy-wise. I've gone through there and couldn't wait to get out.
yeah, it is.
Okay, T, now how can we help you tonight? What's your question?
Just lately, feeling really, I have... like these sudden, I don't know, changes of energy, and I get like really sad, and I believe it's, but I feel like these feelings about a certain person, particularly like my ex-boyfriend, and I feel like he's pulling on my energy or something, because it's just, it'll be like random, like I can be like helping someone, and then I'll like get this urge to miss him when I didn't before. And it's kind of depressing because I'm trying to move on with my life and trying to meet new people. I just want to know if you see new people coming in my life.
Yeah, I've seen new people come in your life, but I also get the impression you need to cut cords because you're still attached. Because it's like I've heard a couple of people say this, where they're still attached to somebody, not realizing you don't have to be. You just got to let there. I had a friend of mine did this one technique. It was kind of cool. Where she would surround herself with white energy, but she would also make it like it's like a mirror. And it seems like when people are doing these kind of things, and it kind of reflects back at them, they have a tendency to back off and cut ties with you.
Okay.
And everybody sits there and looks at the situation and go, okay, can you actually really do that? Now, you do have to have this perception that it does exist and you can do it with protection, protecting yourself.
Okay. Because I don't understand, I've been trying to get away from him, but he keeps pulling towards me, and he won't, like, leave me alone, but I'm not saying I don't like it, I'm just confused, I'm not sure I'm supposed to move on with my life or pursue him.
Let's put it this way, sweetie, look at the situation, go, okay, do I like this guy, do I really want to be with him? Because in some sense, the word, you
it's
have
like
course attached to you, him. And you're not, right now, you're at a point right now where you're trying to justify why you need to keep that connection going between the two of you. Okay, you need to sit down and ask yourself flat out and be honest with yourself of what you want. Because what you're doing is you're putting yourself in a situation with this guy where you feel like he deserves what he wants. But you don't. That's why you won't sever the ties between this person. You're sitting there going, I think he still wants me. Whoop-dee-freaking-do. That's not the point. That's not the solution. It's what you want, and you're not taking that consideration of what you really want. You're saying, well, this guy has his pull on me, so maybe I should just go that way because maybe it's a sign. It's not a sign in the sense of you should go back. It's a sign you should go snip and go the other way. Because in
but
some
I've,
sense...
But I've been trying to do this thing. It's not, but it's like, I'm the person where I've been trying to find myself and stuff, but I am lonely, not in the sense of wanting a companion, but just like a family member, like a mom or something, and I don't have that now yet.
You don't have that boundary.
I don't have that down here. That's what I'm saying. Or that kind of relationship with anyone. So therefore, I get extremely lonely. And it's like just me going to school and going to work and internships. And it's like it gets kind of
depressing. Yeah. Oh, okay, fine. But look at the situation you're talking about, too. I have no foundation. I mean, based on what you're saying, I have no foundation because I don't have support down here. The solution to your problem or to your situation, realistically, to solve that is to actually establish a foundation within yourself.
Okay.
Because you're sitting there saying you're hanging on to somebody because, well, in some sense, the word is an attention. Okay, what you need to do is realize that you need to take that attention and focus on that attention on yourself. Go within yourself and ask yourself, what kind of person are you? Do you love yourself? Do you really honestly love yourself? Because you're still allowing other people to basically determine what that is when you are supposed to do that for yourself.
Okay.
So what I recommend to do in this situation is to sit there, and if everybody's you need to sit there and focus on the foundation within yourself and what you need to do, because you're sitting there going, I don't have foundation, when you actually do. So therefore, if you go inside yourself, you realize that you are a very strong person, because I was actually picking up on you need to really tap into the strength of who you are. Because realistically, this boyfriend you're talking about, that's what he's doing. So you sever the ties and go back within yourself and say, okay, hello. So I do know who I am. I just have to realize it. Okay?
Mhm. Okay.
All right. Realize that you don't need anybody to justify who you are, because you are who you are.
Yeah, but it still is really tough trying to do that, because I've been trying to do that for a year now, and I'm still at the same spot I started.
Let's take a look at the situation one more time. No, you're not. You're actually further than you think. You just got to give yourself the acknowledgement, okay? If you acknowledge that you've gone further, the idea of the strength, but see, you're still allowing someone to hang on to you. He's not just hanging on to you. You're allowing it to happen.
But I told him I didn't want to.
No, sweetie, you don't understand. It has nothing to do with a verbal. It's the idea of what you're going to allow and not allow within yourself. You can tell that person all the time, I don't want you, I don't want you. But are you really being honest with yourself? You're still hanging on to him for some reason because you have no foundation. You feel like you have no strength to do so. So therefore, this is a great learning experience for you to realize you have all the strength that you ever needed, that you can sever this and you don't need it. Because see, I get the impression of reason you're still allowing it to happen because you feel like you still need it. Because you're thinking, it's gone through your head a couple of times that you want to go back with him. In the process of thinking you want to go back with him, you're justifying the connection that he has still with you. That you're thinking it's a sign that you need to go back with him. When realistically it's a sign you need to sever ties and realizing that being by yourself, there's nothing wrong with you being by yourself. Realistically, to find the best relationships out there to realize I'm okay by myself.
I've been by myself for a minute now.
You have to get comfortable with being with yourself. You're still thinking you have to have somebody with you. You still think you need a boyfriend. When you really need to connect with yourself, to realize, I would love to have someone in my life right now too, but it's the ideal. I want somebody in my life, not that I need someone in my life. I'm good. I'm comfortable. I can handle it. I have a great time just being by myself. Okay? I'm not lonely. I just don't like being alone. But I still function. I still go forward. I don't let people attach themselves to me in the process of doing those things, so I won't have to feel like I'm alone. I sit there and say, nope, I don't need that. It's the ideal of having respect for myself to realize I don't need to. So when I'm comfortable, I'm really comfortable being with myself. That's the time you're going to open yourself up to being with somebody else who also feels the same way. So therefore, you're actually both loving yourselves unconditionally, and now you're going to take that and you're going to share it with each other. You have to have that to share with each other. If you don't have it, then you have nothing to share. So you're trying to basically create something out of nothing. So you look at the situation between you and this person. When I look at it, I see that you basically were the one who actually created the whole thing, and he was just along for the ride, and he still continued to do that. And I feel like you need to sit there and cut it loose. Say, dude, you're done. And just tell yourself, I am enough. I'm worthy of everything that I have right now. Because look at everything you have. Just embrace it. Live it. Have a great time. And you'll see things turn around in your life. You know, you got to enjoy your life. You're thinking that you can't enjoy your life unless you have somebody with you. It's the ideal. Join your life and then finding someone to actually share it with, okay?
Okay.
Please give us a call, Pax. Tell us how things go, okay?
Okay.
All right. You have a good night. Thank you.
You too. Thanks.
Bye. Okay. So, Laura, you there?
Yeah,
I guess
here.
Not.
No, I'm here.
Lori? Right? Hello?
Are you talking to me, Donnie, or what?
Actually, no, Amy, I was talking to Lori, but I wasn't sure Lori was there, because I think it's area code 910.
All right.
I wasn't sure. She said she was there. Let's see, I was thinking about something, and I was like, with that last person that was on, sometimes we feel a little, did we actually accomplish what we were trying to do? I mean, I'm just trying to sit there and talk to the lady and say, you know something, what you need to do is just focus on you. Mm-hmm. You're saying you can't do something, but I just couldn't see it as a can't. I kept on seeing she didn't want to. She didn't have foundation from her family because there was no family around.
Right.
So this guy here is basically still attached to her, and she's using that as a substitute for family support.
Hmm.
So I was like, you know, you need to cut that loose and realize you don't need no support from anybody. You need to stay on your own 2 feet. But I just, you know, trying to focus on that situation.
Right. Not always an easy lesson to learn.
It isn't. I was like, I'm going, okay. I mean, I'm trying to rush her off, but it was like we're basically going over it again.
Right.
And then she's sitting there saying, well, I've been doing this for over a year. But realistically, she's been allowing it. It can, how would you put that? She hasn't done anything but allow it to continue.
Yep.
So she was confusing me when she said she's been working and trying to do something when she realistically has not. So it wasn't the idea of, I was trying to convey it to her by, you need to focus on you and you need to cut that loose.
Right.
To realize you can stay on your own 2 feet. Because realistically, if you look at her life, working in school, she is standing on her own 2 feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if she would take a look at herself and see that she already has, that's what I was trying to say, she has a foundation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to look inside and you're going to realize in the process of building a foundation within yourself, you're going to realize you already have one. You just need to realize that and embrace it. This guy is really, when I even look at the guy, I keep seeing this almost like a figment of her imagination. He's not really attached to her as much as she thinks he is. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. For it to not
be saying,
it.
Hey, I don't have anything. I have all this stuff going on. And realistically, all I kept on seeing was a vision of a guy that she used to be with. He don't exist anymore because she's moved on. So she's actually attaching, it's actually an attachment of a past memory.
Of the ideal of what she thinks it ought to be, you mean?
What's that?
Of what she thinks it ought to be, you mean?
Yeah, because she's saying, well, because what she's saying is, she had a relationship with him, and he's still attached to her. So, but realistically, she's still attached to that old relationship because she got something out of that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But because she was in charge, and she was in control, okay? I mean, she might think he was, but it seemed like it's like looking at women who are exhausted because they're doing all the relationship. They're doing everything.
Yep.
They're doing everything, you know? And they say I have a relationship. I said, no, you don't. You know, you have this guy in your life, but you're doing everything. He's not doing anything. So how is it a relationship? Realistically,
right.
If you look at yourself and realize, boy, you are a strong person to carry both sides of this situation. So ask yourself, don't you think you should find somebody else who can actually give you back what you've been giving to this situation? Because, I mean, people love that kind of stuff. Okay, great, they're doing everything. All I got to do is just show up from time to time.
Yeah.
I was looking at the situation going, if she would have looked inside of herself at the foundation that she already has and realized she's been standing her own 2 feet, then she'll see him as what he is. He's an illusion. He's a fear that she hasn't let go of yet. Thinking that she lets go of him, it's kind of funny how easy she let go of her family to move. You know?
Yep.
Because she was sitting there talking about, I have this family foundation that I don't have here. But this guy who's not really a part of her life, she still has made him a part of her life.
Yeah.
So I was like looking at the thing going, wow. And I just felt like, you know, it's like sometimes you talk to people, you do readings for them, and you know they're going to go to somebody else.
Yep.
I'm saying, okay, thank you. I was on a random, and it was kind of funny on a random. I sit there and look at people, and they come in the room, they ask me a question, and then they get an answer, and then they're off to the next room. I said, hey, if you keep going like that and go to each freaking room, pretty soon you're going to answer all your questions and get it all done for free. And they're like, oh, I'm not doing that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Or here's one. This was the funniest thing ever happened. Lady comes in the room. There's these two people talking about relationships and stuff. And I give them my insights on their relationship and what they should do. The third person says, I don't think you have the right to do that. You don't know what their lives are like. I'm sitting there going, excuse me, did you come into a psychic's room? Yes. I do know. That's why I gave them the information I did. Where are you from? Did you fall down a flight of stairs? I was just like, I was losing my mind because the question was, you don't know what's going on. I even caught myself when I sit there and say, you never know. I said, well, yeah, we do. We do know. We had a conversation last week where we were talking about psychics. He was sitting there and said, I can't read myself. And I said, isn't that kind of like a contradiction? And the person goes, what do you mean, a contradiction?
A lack of trust, like I was telling you.
Yeah,
about.
But they're also telling people what you need to do. You need to follow your heart. You need to listen and follow your heart. You need to listen to yourself. I'm sitting there going, hold up. Didn't you just say
Sorry.
You can't read yourself? Is that like a contradiction? You're telling everybody else to listen to themselves, but you can't listen to yourself? When actually, you're, that's exactly what you were doing in the process of giving that reading. Wow.
Yeah.
So I was like, so can you read yourself? Not really. I'm like, okay, I guess this conversation was useless. You know?
Right.